Is it possible for all your friends and family from the Liverpool Iranian Church to stand? We want to welcome you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We just wanted to welcome you. We're so glad that you're here, and we're so glad that you're in our country at this time. I know for many of you that's a very difficult journey and process to get you here, but we want to welcome you, and we welcome what God is doing in your lives and through the church, not just in Liverpool, but right across the Iranian church in our nation. It's stirring us up to believe again that God can save people. And tonight we're going to see testimony of that. So Shapur, can I pray for you and then will you share? Father, we thank you so much for this man of God and for our friendship with him and for what you're doing in him and through all these amazing people that are here in our midst tonight. Lord, we're so thankful for the way that they are light and shine with your light in a dark world. So bless us this evening as Shapur comes and just shares from his heart the things that you have said to him to speak on. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's a great honor to be here again. Today I was talking about specifically what Jesus did this week in Jerusalem. And I would like to read a few scriptures from Book of Luke. If you have a Bible, if you open your Bible, I would love to read together. It's only two scriptures I would like to read it. And so, chapter 19, verse 36, 37 and 38. So I'm going to read from ESV. As he was drawing near already on the way down to the Mount Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty work that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who come in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and the glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees and the in the crowd say to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, they were the very stones would cry out." I had one question when I read this scripture, when I was a new believer, and I was asking Jesus, what is the means? If these people is silent, a stone will cry out. So in even like natural or supernatural, I was thinking like, how can a stone cry out? I don't know, you have this question or not. It's good to ask Jesus and he will answer. So a few months later, I was reading the scripture in Hezekiah. It's talking about the Jesus and the God will give us the new heart. He's talking about that he will change the heart of stone to amen. So Jesus talking, if you silent even these people, I will turn the other people hearts. Amen. So his work that began when he came down, and we see how he's doing. I was sharing in other place about what God doing in Middle East, in Iran. God changing the people's heart. They were stone. Now the heart of flesh. They worshiping God ongoingly. I have privilege to have my colleague, Pastor Mehrdad here. He was in Turkey last week. So many of people, they are here. They get saved 2 years, 1 year, 3 years ago. They start sharing the gospel with their family in Iran, back home. So we managed to bring them outside Iran to Turkey. And we've seen how God working miraculously in their hearts. And they start worshiping. For those people, once they say, "We don't want to become a Christian. We don't want to know about Jesus." Or some of them, they say, "We love Jesus as prophet. Isa, but we don't believe Jesus died on the cross." So what I am trying to say, Jesus saving the lives and changing the lives. It's very important for us to, specifically this time we live in, to be not silent. This is big, big passion in my heart. And I was watching Liverpool game before I come here. I confess my sin openly. I was in the church before that. And thank God Liverpool win. So one thing I love about the Liverpool fans, I've been in that stadium only one time. You know, all of them, they shout together. And they're not silent. And they say, you never walk alone. Imagine if people in the world, they praising just the football, which is going to finish. With that loud voice, how much more we should raise our voice for praising God, for worshiping, and also sharing what God did. Amen? There's an important scripture, I believe, before verse 38. Usually in this Sunday, we always sing, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen? We sing worship like Hosanna, Hosanna. But scripture, one and one before and one after. Listen to this. The whole multitude of his disciples begin to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty work they had seen. So imagine Jesus was there. Before they say Hosanna, they were sharing with a loud voice what Jesus done. He was talking about miracle Jesus performed in the day Jesus was arriving. In another word, when we share in our testimony, when we share the supernatural what God did, we welcome Jesus in our city, in our society, in our hearts. Even during the suffering, people will go. You know, Jesus in this week had a suffering. Amen? You know, begin with the miracle. What is the difference? What is the connection between the miracles and also the all suffering people go? When people hear our testimony and what Jesus did in our life, the hope arrives in their hearts. They will look to us. They will hear if Jesus did to him or to her, can do to me. Amen? The last time Hesam shared his testimony here, how Jesus healed him from cancer. Unfortunately, his sister got cancer around 6 months ago in the hospital. So we were encouraging him to share your testimony of Jesus did for you. And then she got saved. And she came to Turkey and get training. She was one of the most passionate disciples you ever seen. And God doing amazing things in her life. But the sharing the testimony, not being silent. We are living in the society. If we talking about God, we get shy. Don't share that. Don't tell that. In Costa, in Starbucks, in our life, in school. But we learn what Jesus raised disciples in which way. They never been silent. We see some occasion they were silent because of fear, a fear of Pharisee. You see, and Jesus' answer was for them, breathe the Holy Spirit. Amen? If you read John 20, they were in one room in the fear of the persecutor, the Pharisee and Sadducee and those people. Jesus gave them the peace upon you. And the second thing he did, breathe on them. For what? They received the Holy Spirit. For what? To be witness. Amen? To be a witness. The whole thing about Christianity. Jesus came to find the lost and to seek him and to find him. And Jesus is not going to shout from heaven, believe me. You can pray all the night and all the day. If you say, Jesus, save people, he will say, amen. Are you agree? And next thing he said, please tell your neighbor. If we read the Bible. So we need to be learned to be not silent. Never. Amen? We need to share the gospel. We need to share the testimony. And I want to really encourage for the this scripture been amazing, amazing in my heart. I want to read from another version of the Bible. It's called Amplified, but classic one. Verse 36. As he was approaching the city at the descent of Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began to rejoice and praise God loudly for all the mighty miracles and the works of power that they had witnessed. Amen. This is exactly the verse before we say Hosanna. When we share the miracle, when we share what God did in our lives, there's a power. And I was sharing today, many people in our church, they say, how we share the gospel. I have an uncle or auntie, I have a classmate. How I can share the gospel? So simple. Share what God did in your life. Maybe you didn't never had a cancer, but we had the cancer of sin in our lives. Jesus washed all of them away. So you're talking about supernatural. Whatever time you share in, Jesus washed all my sin. Whenever you're talking about, I have peace in Christ, you're talking about supernatural. Because in the world, you know, nobody can have a peace without Prince of Peace. Is it true? Many of people, they come from Iran and they have a different background from Middle East. One thing we witness, none of them, they have a peace. And when they come to presence of Jesus, first thing they testify, we don't know what is that, but we have peace. So when we share, I have peace, it's not simple word, it's so powerful. Look, every one of you, you have a peace in your heart, in your mind. We can say to other people, I have peace in Christ. Amen. I am washed away, all my sin forgiven. We declare supernatural to people. And then we are welcoming Jesus. And this is so important, so vital. You know, big difference between church and mosque. I am come from Muslim background, as many of you know. They have a prayer. They have certain devotion. They do Muslim prayer 5 times a day. And they go on the mosque and they pray. What is different between our prayer and they pray? What is different? They say God. They don't know God. You know, they have a God in their mind. Or they read in the Quran. But the difference is the presence of the Holy Spirit to enable us to pray through the Holy Spirit to the God the Father. So important. If we take the Holy Spirit, if we take the supernatural and the culture of the supernatural from church, we go into a very dangerous place. But if we return to Holy Spirit and the welcome Holy Spirit, we're going to see supernatural. I'm going to give a few tips how we see supernatural happen in our church and our home. Number one, cleansing ourselves. Jesus, after saying the Hosanna, Hosanna, he went to temple, and what he said? He said that my house shall call the house of prayer. Did you notice the only temple, Jewish people, they did that, was the temple every nation supposed to come and pray. They never did this in another synagogue. They did the only one synagogue, which they belonged for other people for nationality. And I'm super glad for you, pastor, and this church. How you open for other nationality? How you open for every nationality to come? Sometimes you see in the one church is only one kind of people. Because the God heart is for everyone. God sent his son to die for black and white and Middle East and other people. Everybody, every nationality. But they turned that place to other place. And Jesus came and turned away. To what? He said that prayer, prayer, and prayer. If we want to see the supernatural, we need to return the Holy Spirit with prayer. With cleansing our hearts, on our minds. And move away from the work we do on the Sunday and Tuesday, just simply without the Holy Spirit. Believe me, if we take the Holy Spirit from church, nothing left. Nothing left. We're going to sing, I believe in Father, I believe in. But if we don't believe in the Holy Spirit, and if we don't led by Holy Spirit, we're going to live in flesh. In Galatians chapter 5. So again, I'm going to return to this scripture. They were singing loudly. So important to give the time to the Lord. Spend time in the presence of Holy Spirit. Seek Him. When you go to pray, simple, Our Father in heaven, Your kingdom come. When you're talking about His kingdom, it's talking about kingdom of supernatural. Amen? The kingdom of Holy Spirit. The kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. So we need to search Holy Spirit, pray, and ask Holy Spirit, fill me. Because I want to declare. Amen? The next thing after cleansing and getting to the prayer, I want to mention about declaration. Keep declaring the word of God. Keep declaring. It's very simple, but so powerful. If you say the truth of God every day over your life and your household, you will see how your mouth become the mouth of God. Many times I've been broken, very tough time, and many people, they ask and say, would you pray for me? And I look to myself and said, I had the worst week ever. And God said, it's not about you. It's about my word. It's not about your feeling, about my word. You declared my word. By His stripe I am healed. I am child of God. I am sitting in heavenly places. Keep declaring over your body, over your neighborhood, over your nation. And you will welcome the Lord again. Amen? So I want to we do together some practice. Very, very easy. We did in our church. So I give them some tool to share with people. I was teaching about the how you share the gospel with your friend. I told them it's simple. When you start talking to them, say, did you know Jesus loves you? And what does the people respond? In England, in Iran, or whatever places. Come on, don't be silent. What does people respond when we say, Jesus loves you? Did you know Jesus loves you? 99% they say no. And that is the place. They say, yes, He loves you. And second thing people say, oh, because I am sinner, I didn't do this. And it's the time to share your testimony. I was in broken place. You declaring that word. Amen? You keep declaring. So simple, but so powerful. And then you say simply, did you know salvation is not about your work? Jesus came and died on the cross for you. And He raised after 3 days. It's not about what you do to achieve Him. He came. He loves you. He came down for you and for me. And we are away from argument. All this thing. And we have a lady here. When I was preaching, she sent a text to her sister. Did you know Jesus loves you? I don't know what was her response, but the similar as many people. No. And then simply Jesus died. And she said, this was her response. What should I do? How I can pray the prayer of salvation? From right now, just only 1 hour ago, to Iran via text. So simple. Declaring. Declaring. And declaring. Amen? So would you stand up, please? Because I don't want to talk too much. It's very simple. Simple sermon and simple action. We want to pray together. Welcome Holy Spirit. Amen? We want to say, Holy Spirit, we love you. We believe in you. We welcome you. I was enjoying the presence of God during the worship. I really, just like saying, God, thank you for your presence in this church. Thank you, they are so open, the Holy Spirit. And thank you, the culture creating the by worship by pastors and leaders in this amazing and beautiful church. Thank God for the international people from every nation in this place. Amen? But it's good to every one of us to welcome Holy Spirit. So please open your hands and just ask Daddy. It's very important before we get baptized, those people, they're going to get baptized. We pray for them. Jesus, during His baptism, He was praying. During the praying, the Holy Spirit came upon Him. The Holy Spirit within us for our sanctification. Holy Spirit upon us for our service, to serve other people. More we welcome Holy Spirit, more we will see the supernatural. And we welcome the Lord. We welcome Holy Spirit. We welcome Jesus in their life. The Holy Spirit is the one that turned stony heart to the worshippers. The Holy Spirit is the one who opened the eyes of blind, as the Bible says, the God of this age, blind people. The Holy Spirit is the one interpreter. The Holy Spirit is the one to show the Bible, Jesus, so clearly. Holy Spirit is the one. Enable us, we can say, Jesus is the Lord. Jesus, you will come in our life through the Holy Spirit. So simply, Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence. We thank you, Jesus, you died on the cross. You came on earth. You suffer and you died at the cross. And first thing you did when you saw your disciple, after you say, peace upon you, you breathe on them and you said them, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive, because you couldn't wait for that moment. You promise to your disciple, I will go and the Holy Spirit will come upon you. And you will be witnesses, which we want to be your witness. We want to remind ourselves we are here to be witness, to share what you've done in our life, God. What you're doing in our life. We want to loudly share with our neighbor and friends and family. He gave me peace. He gave me joy. He gave me salvation. He changed my life. He gave me eternal life. And I will not be silenced. And the Holy Spirit will say to you, you never walk alone. As you declare the word, Holy Spirit are there. Will work, mighty work, through your voice. Through your word, which become the word of God. So let's pray together. Let's make this place the house of prayer. In our temple is the house of prayer. Let's worship God and pray to Him. Lord, wash me away. Wash me, Lord. Thank you for your salvation at the cross you give me. I want to search every part of myself. Jesus, you search every part of me. And you wash me away. You wash me, God. You cleanse me more and more as I dedicate my life again to you. I come to you like a child. And I ask for more of the Holy Spirit. Let your holy presence touch every person's life. God, give us the words and wisdom and the courage. We can be not silent, so we can share the love of God with the broken world around us, God. Remind us, you came to seek the lost. Give us that wisdom, God. With declaring supernatural, with declaring how you saved us. How you give us peace and joy to dying world. In a few moments, we're going to welcome Holy Spirit more and more. Just wait upon the Holy Spirit. Wait on Him. Wait on Him. A few minutes. If you never had the baptism of the Holy Spirit, ask Him. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. The Lord God, Jesus, Father, we love you. We welcome you. We welcome in this amazing week. We welcome you. We will not be silenced. We will worship you. We will declare your word. We will declare what you've done in our life, God. But we need your power. We couldn't do ourselves. We need your power. We need the Holy Spirit. God, we want to create our home, the home of supernatural. Our body of supernatural. Our meetings and groups and church, the culture of supernatural. We want to declare that. We want to welcome you, Holy Spirit. So, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, together we pray for a touch of the Holy Spirit. We are hungry, we are thirsty, and we are crying out. As Jesus said in His words, John the Baptist baptized with the water, but Jesus will baptize us with the Holy Spirit and His fire. So God, for those people, they're going to get baptized. We ask you transfer them, but also for the rest of the body in this place, in Jesus' mighty name, we cry out, you release the fire of the Holy Spirit. You release mighty hand of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, would you outpour your presence in a mighty, in a fresh way? Would you fill us in top of our heads, the sole of our soul, feet, God, with a fresh fire, with a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit? We are hungry, we are thirsty, and we call upon the Lord. Jesus, would you baptize us in fire? Would you baptize us in the Holy Spirit? We welcome you in our temple. We welcome you in our voice. We welcome in our lives, God. Holy Spirit, welcome in this place. 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 If you can sing in Holy Spirit, please open your mouth and sing in the Holy Spirit. Sing in the Holy Spirit. Sing in the Holy Spirit. You can sing any song with your language, whatever Holy Spirit leading you. Spend a few minutes in the worshiping with a loud voice. Loud voice. Let's welcome the Lord. Welcome Him. Welcome Him. Welcome. Welcome Him. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome you, Lord. Rodo banama şerebere banama namanama serebere banama so. Şikana manama sondo lo mori banama serebere bakanama sondo. Holy, holy, holy. Yera manama nama soro boşikana masoro moşi. Yina manama nama soro boro borikana masendere beşina mason. Ve kanama nama sondoro boşi kanama sondoro boşi rabala baso. Re kanama nama 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 nama. Keep singing, keep singing. Keep singing in the Holy Spirit. Keep singing. Keep singing in the Holy Spirit. We declare every pain to go. By His stripes you are healed. Every pain to go. Every sickness. Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. We declare peace. Breakthrough, prosperity, joy. We declare boldness. We declare every pain, every fear, go right now in Jesus' mighty name. Rora bala bala basekera basondo lo boshikara basoto ro boshikara basondo. Rebe rebe sekara bala basoto ro boshikara basoro boshikara basondo. We declare salvation in our children's and grandchildren's life. We declare salvation and life and joy. We call. We call upon you, Lord. We pray for our area. We pray for Chester. Reign over this, Lord. Reign over this place, Lord. We cry out for salvation and healing, restoration. In our society, in our country, we pray for UK, God. In this amazing time, we declare the best in the law, the best in the government, the best for the family of the royal gods. We pray for them. We declare prosperity for this nation. We declare you will be done in this city, in this nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Rosoto korabasende. Şete kerabasondo loboşikarabalabasondo. Rosso korabasi. We declare open heaven in this nation, open heaven in this city. Open heaven in our lives and children's lives. And our neighborhood's lives, God. We pray for prisons and rest of place, God, for clubs. Rosso koraba shikaraba sondo. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. You're welcome, Holy Spirit. You can feel the presence of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is moving. Holy Spirit is moving. Rosso torobo shikaraba sondo. Rebe sikanama sondo lobo sanama sende. Sing new song. Resete keraba sondo lobo shikaraba sondo. The fire of Holy Spirit. Touch every person in this place. The fire of the Holy Spirit. Touch them and baptize them. The glory of the God the Father. I'm going to glorify your name, Jesus. You're going to glorify your name. Be lifted up in this place. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Amen. Please do take a seat. And if you want to know a bit more about the person of the Holy Spirit and the things that the Holy Spirit does. You can read about it in 1 Corinthians. Is a great letter. Chapters 12 and chapters 14 of 1 Corinthians. It talks about singing in the Spirit. It talks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And one of those gifts is speaking in tongues. And that's what you just experienced. It's a little bit strange, maybe, but it's part of that supernatural life that Shapur was encouraging us to step into, because we are spiritual people. So we're going to do the baptisms now. And while we're just getting things ready, those people who are getting baptized, if you need to get changed, now is the moment to do it. And if you're a man, then you can go right down into the house. So I don't know if, is Fran about? Can you just show them where to go, Fran? If you're a lady, you can use the disabled loos and also the ladies' loos as well. So just do that for a few minutes. What we're going to do here is we're just going to take a special offering. So we're just going to give you the opportunity to give financially. And all of this offering is going to go to Shapur and to the Iranian church, okay? So if you want to give, if you want to write a check, you can make it out to Hull Baptist Church. And if you want to give cash, you can. Everything that you give now will go, like I say, to Shapur. So if you just want to pass the bags around, Sue and Debbie, just take the opportunity to just...